Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Get Your Ex Back, Plant Positive Seeds. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Get Your Ex Back, Plant Positive Seeds. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, I suggest you never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. If you ignore this advice, if you continue to message them, bombard them with phone calls, turn up at their house, or present them with grand gestures, then you are very likely at some stage to be blocked. And if then you continue to still try to contact your ex, there is a strong possibility that the police will be involved. So I really recommend that if you've been dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. However, there are some instances where contact will be necessary. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking you through some steps, some hints, some tips of how you can try to get your ex back if you have to maintain limited contact. So first of all, it's important for me to say that you can't cheat the system. You can't say to yourself, look, I need limited contact and hence I'm going to kind of try and wangle this around. So that's why I can do these things. No, that won't work. Okay, limited contact is only for people who have to have some limited contact. Examples of this would be if you have children together. Examples of this would be if you are work colleagues. Okay, they are two major examples. There are others, but you can't cheat the system. Okay, if you don't need limited contact, then don't pretend you do. You will end up being blocked or worse. But for those of you who do have limited contact, if you do have a necessity to stay in touch with your ex, you're probably wondering, is there any hints, tips and advice of what you can do to try to improve things between yourself, to try to grow that romantic emotional attraction? And in today's podcast, I'm going to be letting you know what you can do to try to grow this. So firstly, when we consider this limited contact that I've just explained, you must maintain the truth of the contact. And what I mean by that is you can't try to sneak through the back door in this contact and ask them questions about the breakup and try to ask them back out on a date. You can't do that. It's got to be truthful to the necessity of a contact. So if you have children together, then you only contact your ex regarding the children. If you're work colleagues, then you only speak to your ex at work and about work, okay? You need to be sticking to the truth of why you're having contact. You can't try to be sly. You can't go through the back door. You can't be sneaky. This is very unlikely to work. But what you can do is plant positive seeds. So in every interaction you have, you can do things to grow the romantic emotional attraction that your ex feels for you. And if you can raise it to a certain level, that is when they will decide to change the conversation and to take it into a more romantic direction. And this might happen in the workplace. This might happen when you are face to face, dropping off the kids or picking the children back up. It could be either of these situations, or out of the blue, you might get a text message from your ex and it might be talking about something which is not necessary. It might be talking about something which isn't work, which isn't about the children, or which isn't about whatever the reason you have limited contact. And if you can get to that stage, if you get to the moment where your ex is making conversation which isn't necessary, that is when you can start to regrow your connection and try to move it along to the point of where you are dating again. Okay, that is when you can regrow and rebuild the relationship. But you must wait for your ex to make that change in conversation style. They must be the one who decides the conversation can now change from the necessary to the unnecessary. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, and information on audio coaching and positivity boosts, please click the link in the description. So you now understand what limited contact is and the reasons why you will have limited contact. But now I'm going to be letting you know what are the things you can be doing to plant the positive seeds in your ex's mind, which will eventually grow the romantic emotional attraction. And that is that every interaction you have with your ex during this limited contact situation, you need to be presenting your best self. So first, physically, you need to be looking your best, smelling your best, having perfect personal hygiene. Okay, if this is in a work setting, okay, you might need to be wearing a certain type of uniform. But if it's not in a work setting, then make sure you're wearing clothes which suit you the best, that you're looking sharp, that you're looking great. Even if you are in a work uniform, even if you are interacting with your ex whilst you are working, you can still make sure you look great in general, you smell great, and you present yourself in the best possible way. This is the first opportunity you have to plant positive seeds in your ex's mind. It is vital that you stay on point. It is vital that you keep with the truth of why you are interacting. As I said, if you're at work, keep the conversations about work. If it's regarding your children, you have children together, make sure you're only contacting your ex about your children. But if you go and pick your child up from your ex, or maybe your child lives with you and your ex comes to pick them up from you, okay, you're going to be physically interacting. Make sure you're looking your best, okay? That's planting the first positive seed. Your ex will leave this interaction thinking, wow, they look great, you know, and it's going to start resonating in their mind. In particular, if you feel that this might have been something which was lost towards the end of your relationship, maybe you felt you wasn't making such an effort before, this can be something which really grows in your ex's mind. Additionally, you need to be making sure that you always remain happy, carefree, and fun. Okay, these are three very positive traits. Always remember them. Happy, carefree, fun. Every time you interact with your ex, it doesn't matter if it's about work, about children, about any other reason, you have limited contact, you be happy, carefree, and fun. You stick to the point, you stick to the topic that's necessary, but you keep yourself being happy, carefree, and fun. Do this, and people will feel a natural attraction towards you, including your ex. Positivity is very, very attractive. So what you're doing with all of this, you know, the way you're physically looking, the way you're behaving, you know, you are planting positive seeds. You need to make sure you don't plant any negative seeds. So make sure you don't quiz your ex. Make sure you aren't asking them about whether they're in a relationship or not right now. Make sure you're not teasing them. Make sure you're not grumpy. Make sure you're not angry, sharp, bitter. Make sure you're not sounding possessive, jealous, or needy. Okay, make sure you're not planting any negative seeds. Just plant the positive seeds that I've told you. And what these will do will slowly, over time, they will start to grow, they will start to resonate. In particular, if your ex is now in a relationship with somebody else, maybe they feel like, oh, okay, you know, wow, they have changed. They're looking great. They're sounding a lot more positive. They're sounding happy. I'm feeling that vibe. I remember the days when we were happy together, but I'm with someone else, you know, so that was the past. The past is the past. You never know if and when your ex, the dumper, might break up with somebody again. You don't know. Or maybe they might be broken up with. You just don't know what the future holds. And if you have positioned yourself in the best light, then the seeds you have planted might be nearly fully grown by the time they are single again. And who will they be thinking of right at that moment? They'll be thinking of you, their ex, the person that they see regularly, and the person that is giving off a lot of positivity and looking fantastic. So that's what you've got to be remembering. You know, whether your ex is in a new relationship or not, you need to be planting these positive seeds, because you never know if and when they will be fully grown and ready to harvest. Because when your ex is ready, if you've planted these seeds, if these have grown fully, your ex will stand a great opportunity of thinking to themselves, wow, you know, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I need to reach out to them. Maybe I need to speak to them about something that's not work, about something that's not about the children. I'm going to ask how they are. I'm going to ask what they're up to. And if you can get this type of conversation flowing with your ex, remember, it has to come from them, then you are on the track to recovery. Okay? So make sure that you plant these positive seeds. Make sure you remember that even though it might take days, weeks, months, years, you never know when they might be ready to harvest and you will feel happiness again with your ex. If you feel that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.